really put care into what you're doing. Care about the people who are whose properties you're selling, care about the people who are buying the properties, care about the way in which you're presenting that information, and care about the time that it takes your customers to read and get informed. So how can you make sure that you're caring across the board for everybody that you're interacting with from your business perspective? Do that more now than ever before. There's a level of humanity, I think, that has been opened up around the world through what's been happening with COVID-19 that I hope everybody keeps engaging with.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for Real Estate Industry, sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. We bring you the best minds in business and real estate to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links, and shortcuts, visit EliteAgentElevate.com. Now, here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and in real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent and host of this week's show. Today, joining me from the San Francisco Bay Area is someone who has been CEO for some of the most leading and most innovative tech companies in Silicon Valley and is now CEO for one of the world's leading digital discovery and publishing platforms, and that is Issue.com. So welcome to the show, Joe Herkin.
Thank you very much, Samantha. It's great to be here and to talk with you about technology and what's happening in the real estate market and new ideas and new ways to make content available to audiences.
First of all, it's taken us a while to actually get this underway because I reached out to you after I saw you speak at the Inman conference in New York, which was way back in January. And we tried to sort of get together, and that's when all of the COVID-19 stuff blew up a bit.
It's amazing. The world has totally changed. You know, even 2 months ago, I don't think there's anybody that could have forecasted not only the changes that have happened, but the way in which it's happened globally, right? It's totally unified the world in ways that no one ever imagined could happen.
It is amazing because we're in Australia and we watch around the world the same way that you guys do. What's the situation been like in San Francisco? Like, how has Issue as a business coped with the challenges of social distancing?
I prefer to call it physical distancing and social connecting, because I think it's important to have the physical distance, but at the same time, make sure that socially we are figuring out how to keep connecting and keep being together within the company, with our colleagues and with our clients and people generally. I think we're starting to feel and understand new ways to actually connect, which has been one of the interesting aspects of this. From a business perspective, Issue is a company of about 80 people. We have offices in Palo Alto, Copenhagen, and Berlin. We're very global in terms of our offices, but also in terms of the people that are working in each of those offices. And many of our people aren't native to the particular location in which they're working. And so they have families scattered all over the world, from Australia to Pakistan to India to all over Europe and the US and Africa in some instances. So from a company perspective, we have, like many others, been working remotely. We are all working from home. We've been using Zoom a lot, and telephones and Slack and the tools that many others are using. For us, our business is very much a digital business. The tools that we provide are tools that help businesses communicate more effectively digitally. And everything that we've done has been built around a digital marketplace and digital marketing. So we haven't had to go retrain a sales force or a range of the challenges that many other companies have had. We've been able to bring our computers home and operate. The big challenge that we've had has been particularly for sort of two big areas. One is for people who have young children and elementary school children. All of a sudden, they've had to figure out how to become homeschool teachers while also juggling a job. And that's been challenging, and we've been doing our best to recognize that and figuring out flexibility. The other is, I think there's just a heightened sense of stress that everybody is feeling. And so that ends up decreasing productivity naturally. And again, we're managing through that. But we don't know what's happening to people's families or what's happening economically for folks. And so there's been a lot of challenges on that level. For us as a business, because we're a company that is relied upon by other businesses to make their content digitally available. In this era right now, more and more businesses are working remotely and need to use digital tools to make their content accessible across a range of channels in a range of different assets. And so we've seen more people rely on Issue over the last couple of months than at any point in our history. So for us, we've been growing the business and growing engagement, and we've been focusing a lot on our customers and making sure that we're communicating effectively around the products. We've been decreasing prices, in some cases giving some things away for free that we had been charging for before. We're trying to do our part to help facilitate the engagement with necessary audiences for businesses all over the world.
We love Issue, and we've got pretty much all of our magazines on Issue for free out there, except for the last year, obviously, because our pro members get the content first. So we want to come back to Issue and have a good chat about what you're doing in the space, because there's some good stuff going on there for real estate agents, which is what I heard you talking about at Inman. But let's get a little bit of background on you first. So you're based in San Fran. You've had 25 years experience in startup and growth tech, stretching from Asia to Europe and the US. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to Issue and what happened before that? Like, what was your career path to becoming CEO of Issue?
My career path started actually when I was 16. My father brought home a book called Iron and Silk, which was written by a gentleman who in the mid 80s had spent time teaching English in central China. He wrote a book about his experiences. My dad brought it home. I read the whole thing one Friday night, and I said, I'm doing this too. I'm going to China, knowing nothing about China at all, but was really inspired. So I went to university. I studied Chinese and political science. And when I spent my junior year living and studying and traveling around Beijing and the rest of China, and then when I graduated, I moved to Hong Kong. And I spent most of the 90s living in Hong Kong and Beijing. And a good portion of that, I worked for the Economist Group and helped open up their office in Beijing and grow Economist Intelligence Unit's business in Asia and China in particular. And that got me into sort of the crosshairs of technology and content, because The Economist, even though it's an old brand, a sort of standard brand, they were doing a lot of innovative things around technology and technology delivery back then with CD-ROMs and things like that. I left The Economist after about 4.5 years and moved to Silicon Valley. And my first job was as a sales guy for a company called Sina, which is now one of the larger Chinese portals. They're famous for Weibo in China. And from there, I went to a startup called Virage that did software for publishing, managing video content, went public in the early 2000s. So I've spent time in a number of startups, including companies like Yahoo and working for venture companies. And it's always been at this intersection of content, tools for distribution, technology and creativity, and ways for businesses to leverage technology and creativity for their benefits and purposes. And I was hired to run Issue about 7.5 years ago. It's actually the longest job I've ever had. The company started in Denmark about 13 years ago. I joined, we've grown the business and the capabilities and spent a lot of time really expanding the ways in which our customers are able to leverage our tools to share and distribute and make their content available across a range of channels and in a range of different assets.
That's really interesting. Like, you've got a really interesting background there in that you've seen the explosion of content marketing from the very start.
Yeah.
You wrote an article for Inc. about the rise of stories back in 2018 before the real story, the ephemeral content kind of thing took over.
Yeah.
Why is that so key to building a brand?
Because I think at the end of the day, every business is about essentially one thing. It's telling a story. And you're telling a story to make your products available. You're telling a story to help communicate the value of the products that you have to the audience that you want to reach. And if you look historically, throughout world history, the ability to communicate and tell a story about our communities, about our products, about ideas is the way in which we move culture forward. It all kind of emanates from the ability to tell stories.
Interesting. And so this is where I want to get onto issue stories, which is quite a new thing. You took the stage at Inman Connect earlier this year to talk about the tools that Issue now have that real estate agents can take advantage of to build the brand. So Issue started as a magazine sharing platform, which is how we got onto it, but it's much more than that now. So can you tell me a little bit about how you're helping real estate agents?
First off, Issue is a technology platform that enables businesses to tell their story to the audience and customers that they need to reach. And we have a system called the Issue Story Cloud, where we offer the tools that enable businesses to make their marketing materials, their content, digitally available in a range of different assets to distribute to a range of channels. And when it comes to real estate agents, we help realtors easily showcase their listings, engage potential buyers and sellers with their compelling content. So we enable them to create high quality assets, and in just a few clicks can take the assets that are either broker brand approved or individual assets for any particular agent and turn those into a range of different formats that they can use across any of the channels they want to make it available, whether it's embedding the full on paginated brochure that is incorporating video and other links, embedding that onto your own website, or turning those assets into a story that can be shared across any social platform from Instagram and Snap to LinkedIn and anywhere else that you want to be making available. You know, we have thousands and thousands of real estate agents all over the world using us. Dozens of Ray White brokerages across Australia are using Issue. Almost every single real estate agent is creating content to promote the homes that they're selling and creating content to enable buyers to see what that home can look like and imagine what they look like in that home. And so one of the things that we've done, as you mentioned, we started off as a platform that focused on paginated content and being able to flip through it in a really high quality way. We've now expanded pretty dramatically to create an opportunity for mobile optimizing that content. So leveraging the assets that you've already created. In other words, you can create once and then use Issue to share that content anywhere that you want it to appear and be made available. And so using Issue Stories, you can turn those pages into high quality visual stories, panel oriented, just like you see on Instagram. But instead of it being ephemeral, you can use that mobile optimized content to send out an email, to serve up as a story. We also now, through our app, have the ability to customize that content you can actually create from scratch. So you could actually incorporate content that you've already created for your brand approved brochure or home portfolio or magazine, and then incorporate individual videos or images. So you can actually go create a visual story that takes the imagery from the home, takes video and photos of a potential buyer in the home, in different parts of the home, in the kitchen, walking up the sidewalk, into the home, in the backyard, whatever it happens to be, and then send that out at the end of your open house to each individual person who was at the open house. You can send them all of the details of the open house that's in the brochure, plus personalized imagery, videos, etc., including your phone number, so that you can now distribute that out and you can make it available again on any social platform because it's all mobile optimized. All of that is available very easily within a couple of clicks.
Let's put this into some context now and sort of maybe bat around a few examples. So I'm thinking now, particularly with physical distancing, I'm going to use that because that's good rather than social distancing. With physical distancing, nobody really wants to go and pick up a brochure anymore because, you know, as you said, the world's changed and, you know, we don't know where things have been and that's an issue. Pardon the pun.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. Is that what you guys say? It's a challenge. So, you know, like I can definitely see rather than having the traditional printed open house brochure, like create it once, upload it to Issue, and then share it with people rather than handing them a brochure, which could have been anyway.
The great thing about brochures is they help you string together the right pieces of information to tell your story. That's really what a brochure is all about. And it's designed to feature the best aspects of a home that you're selling And we still use that content. So create that content. But the challenge with a brochure is in days where we didn't have COVID, those brochures get lost. They get, you know, left on the bottom of a car, whatever. They're easily disposable in their own right. What we enable is the ability to pinpoint delivery of that content to the people that you want to be reaching. So you can take that brochure, turn it into a mobile optimized story using issue visual stories, share it on Facebook or any of the other social networks that you want to use to promote the open house or promote that home. Then you can use those same assets rather than have to recreate them separately to create this customized version to, in a laser way, deliver that content to the people who showed interest in the home, and it's on their phone. And so they can keep coming back to it and looking at it, and then they can share it with other people. So let's say somebody's looking at a home and they really like it. The agent sends them this visual story, and the buyer can then share that with family members or their friends and say, not only here's what the house looks like, but here's what I look like in it. Here's what we look like when we're walking up to it. Or, hey, I like this part of it, right? So it creates both a personalized and very targeted way to communicate that content digitally. And I think the other piece that's really important here is real estate agents are really good at identifying good homes to sell and selling them. That's what they do, right? They should then have access to technology to do the stuff that amplifies what they're good at, as opposed to having to spend hours and hours and hours creating content for digital sales or for social sharing, which is what's happening now. Every agent on their own is having to go spend hours, hundreds of hours often in the course of a year, creating content, recreating it, distributing it, figuring out where to go, all those different pieces. And now we take the time out of that where they can still use the best content they have and use the strengths that they have. They're great salespeople. They're great communicators. So now we help facilitate that communication to the audience that matters most to them.
Yeah, I feel like it's possibly a great advantage that, you know, like I think real estate agents here are very used to sharing to social media, but there's quite a big audience on Issue. How many readers would you have on Issue in any given month?
Yeah, so we have about 100 million uniques a month that are reading Issue content, spread all over the world, of course. So we become one more channel to distribute that content to. So we have consumers who are reading content, they're interested in particular topics, they come to Issue because of the interest in that topic, or because they know that they can get a whole set of content or information. So if you're looking for a home in a particular location, because so many agents are already using Issue to distribute and make their content available, consumers are coming to discover that content as well. And then it's mixed with content like yours. So if you're looking for real estate content beyond just specific listings, there are magazines and a whole range of additional information that supports the industry as well.
Yeah, I was having a look actually, and there's realtors in the US that are taking advantage of it for their newsletters. We do too, to a degree now as well, for their market reports. So, you know, like what's happening in the market. I've seen a couple of clever examples with video as well. So it feels like that there's a lot of opportunity there that may be being missed.
Yeah, we help you get all of your marketing materials, all the content that you need to get in front of your audience. We help you make that digitally available. So it's content marketing information, it's brochures. As an agent, you might also want to upload information related to the local area, restaurant guides, menus, a whole set of additional information now can get created. Each agent, in addition to highlighting a particular home, can also actually now digitally create a newsletter or a brochure about a location and use that to highlight information that they may want to make available to people, particularly who are moving into a new location for a job or whatever it happens to be, who aren't necessarily familiar with the area.
Yeah, so someone might actually come onto Issue and search for Port Douglas or something like that and then find holiday guides, home guides, newsletters. Yeah, so I guess if...
Activity guides, things to do, discount codes, a whole range of different things.
which is some of the stuff that real estate agents should be doing anyway, like not just listed, just sold, but that's a really great way to get discovered as being the authority in your local area, I think.
Yeah, part of what Issue facilitates is community engagement, right? So as a real estate agent, you can make a whole range of information available to your customer beyond just the specifics of the house. And that enables you to provide, you know, I think particularly right now, as we're coming out of COVID-19, the need to be innovative around how you are selling and marketing is going to be important. There's going to be increased competition. And those agents that have the right set of tools that enable them to streamline their process. So I think every agent wants to have the right set of tools so that they can have less of a burden around technology or less of a burden around the things that often are thought of as kind of auxiliary or orthogonal to the actual role of selling. You want to have as much time spent on selling homes as you possibly can, right? And so use the digital tools that are available. Figure out ways to stand out. So having the access to create personalized virtual stories that you can distribute digitally is a unique offering at this point. Being able to share digitally to someone's phone, to a customer's phone, information about the local area that they're going to starts to distinguish you as somebody who not only is thoughtful, but providing it to you in a format that works for how you want to be consuming it as well.
Yeah. And I do think, well, with physical distancing, social distancing post COVID-19, you need to be everywhere. Like, it's not enough just to be in one place. Like, it's not enough to just be on Facebook. It's not enough to be on one portal. You have to be everywhere.
One of the interesting things, this has been accelerated because of COVID-19, but it was a trend that's been happening over the last 2 or 3 years, is digital is no longer just a website and putting content up on Facebook or sending an email. Digital has now turned into dozens of channels. The web is just one of dozens of channels that are out there. And the exciting thing is, as a real estate agent, as a business, you now have access to reach anybody anywhere in the world that's interested in the products that you're selling, interested in the homes that you're selling. But most of those channels, from Instagram to Snap to LinkedIn to even your own website, requires native development, where you have to create a story for each particular channel. And that's extremely time consuming. So what we've done, again, this idea of create once and share everywhere, we're giving you access to be able to reach people on all those different channels. And that's digital these days. Digital is no longer just one or two places. You have to be able to be everywhere because your audience is very scattered and disparately distributed across all of these different channels. But they're there. And so you have the access to reach them, but you need to be doing it in a way that's not time consuming.
We leave links in the show notes and things like that for our listeners. Do you have any examples of what really good top producing realtors are doing in the US?
Absolutely. Yeah. Happy to share more with you. We actually have a really interesting case study with Colliers International, a huge commercial real estate company that uses us pretty extensively. And I'm happy to share more of that with you. We have agents throughout the US and all over the world. I mean, you know, this is one of the great things about using the Issue tools and leveraging Issue stories is that it's not limited to the US. There are global tools available to everybody, and the innovation is happening all over the world. And so we'll certainly send you more specific examples of folks who are using us and the best ways to do it.
Yeah, cool. That'd be great. Okay, let's get to some actionable tips on content marketing beyond this. Like, so I know you blog a lot for not just Inc., which we mentioned earlier, but HuffPost and Forbes and magazines like that. How hard is it to get into writing for magazines that have global appeal? And what has it done for your personal brand?
If you have useful content to share with people, then you can get into those kinds of magazines. It's about being a combination of crisp, because you only have kind of a page to do it, and be really specific based on experiences, not just on theoretical stuff. So what I've done is, in most of those instances, I had a burning set of ideas that I felt like I'd learned something, and in many cases had socialized it and talked to other people about it. And they said, yeah, those are actually interesting ideas. I think people would want to hear about that. I write them up and then share it with those particular publications. In many instances, it's journalists, you know, the journalists who oversee that aspect of the publication. In some instances, I've met them at a conference or have gotten to know them through an interview. Otherwise, it builds, right? So it's a combination of, I take each of the different areas of exposure that I'm getting, whether it's on TV or articles that are written, and submit my new article with some of those additional articles or links that demonstrate, yeah, this guy has been heard before. But it has to start somewhere. And often it can start by getting quoted in an article about the industry that you're interested in. So if you can get a quote in an article someone else is writing in a real estate publication, and you get a couple of those quotes, then you can go to that publication and say, I was quoted 3 times. And so now I want to write an article for you. And here's the article idea, and that sort of thing. At the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of contributions to a lot of different publications. And I think the only reason to do it is to be useful. I'm less concerned about my personal brand and more concerned about, is there something useful I have to contribute to someone else's knowledge or information that's going to help them? And if that can happen, fantastic. I'm not so concerned about building the Joe Herkin brand. I'm concerned about being useful and helpful and building the issue, the ways in which issue can be helping customers as well.
Yeah, actually, I think that's great advice. Like if someone came to me as an editor with an article on something that they'd learned, like I think that's cracking advice, something that they'd learned along the way that somebody else could learn something from, that'd be straight in my magazine.
Yeah. Generally, like philosophically, from a values perspective, there's 3 things when I'm looking at running the business of issue, and when we interview people, there's 3 things that I'm always looking for. The first is care, right? Really caring about what we're doing, why we're doing it, the people around us, the people who are using our products, and the impact that can have. Grit, like tenacity, rolling up our sleeves, and there's a lot of challenges out there. I'm looking for people to join the company that are willing to address those challenges and roll up their sleeves and go figure stuff out. And the third one is learning, being in a position not only to learn, but then to do something about that learning. And I think that's a big piece. And the pieces that I write, or when I do something publicly, I want to share stuff that I've learned. And hopefully it's useful to someone else. But I don't think it's about telling anyone how to do something or what to do, because every business has its own unique characteristics. And the human beings that are running that business, or the human being that is the agent, has their own set of characteristics or challenges or objectives that they're trying to shoot for. So I don't know. Hopefully what I've learned, they can then apply in their own way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everyone can learn something from everyone. I've noticed that you're quite active on Twitter. How do you actually curate interesting content for your social media profile?
I do a couple of things on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. I read other people's comments on Twitter that I think are relevant to the things that are interesting to me. So I have a set of people that I follow who I think are tweeting interesting articles or interesting ideas. And I will, if I like it or I have something to add, then I will add to it. Again, I think using Twitter for the purpose of enhancing or adding or communicating new ideas or ways to think about other ideas is really useful. You know, I also use Twitter every once in a while to have some jokes with friends, but I don't do a lot of that. I will use Twitter sometimes, not to take a political stand necessarily, but to highlight areas of political importance that are relevant, particularly to my industry. So I tweet a lot about, or people tweet to me about freedom of the press and the future of journalism, as an example, which is something that I find, you know, the First Amendment here in the United States is super important and is a cornerstone of democracy and freedom. And so we are a platform that is about communicating information. And I think the free flow of information is really important. So at a Twitter level, I identify a set of people that I find interesting and inspiring. I will retweet some of their work. I will comment on some of their work or some of their content. I also identify a set, sort of what's my lane. My lane is content and information and tools of distribution. And so I try to stick to content related to that.
Yeah, interesting. And I think that's good advice for leaders too, because that must be a good attraction strategy to bring people towards you to work for Issue as well.
I think so. And I think it also, I think it helps create transparency of who I am as a person, as a leader, and areas that I stand for. And the stuff I stand for doesn't mean that everyone in the company has to stand for it. But there are certain fundamental principles, I think, that I do want people to know matter to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's next for Issue? What have you got in the works that you can talk about?
Our focus really is becoming the platform for all businesses to tell their story. And we are going to increasingly create products that enable people within businesses to effectively share those stories digitally across a range of different assets to a range of different channels. So a big push for us has been Issue Stories that we've talked about. And the reason for that is because of the dominance of mobile. And so what you'll start to see with Issue is the ability to start to create on mobile as well. We rolled out the ability to create stories from scratch just recently, where you can put together your own images and videos and create a story for marketing purposes. We will be doing more and more around highlighting specific solutions. So as a real estate agent, I can come to Issue and I know here are the five things that I should be doing. Here's the value and the solution that I can benefit from. Instead of having to identify the features that matter most, we're going to start to package those up so that they become really easy to use. As I mentioned earlier, we rolled out the Issue Story Cloud, and the Issue Story Cloud is our focus around bundling up all the tools and services that Issue has so that a customer can come in and take advantage of those pieces that matter most to them. So if I want to be able to have my content exposed to the 100 million uniques on Issue, I can focus on that. If I want to make sure that I'm turning my content into an Instagram story, we're focused on helping you do that. We want to give you the package that says, come to Issue, create the set of assets that matter most to you. We'll facilitate that distribution for you. We'll give you the data and analytics that enable you to run your business smarter and more effectively. We'll just continue to roll out tools and services along those lines.
Actually, you just made me think of something else. You just mentioned putting content in front of your users. And I know people put content on Facebook and then boost it. Is there an ability on Issue to get you content in front of more users by advertising or something like that?
Absolutely. Part of the Story Cloud offering is Issue Promotions. And Issue Promotions, again, it's part of this whole system of create once, share everywhere in the formats that matter most. So with Issue Promotions, we give you the tools to turn any of the pages of your brochure or marketing materials or any of the start from scratch story content that you've created, turn that into a story ad. And then we've already done the integration with Facebook and Instagram, and you can turn that story into an ad on Instagram and Facebook without having to do anything else. Completely streamlines that process. And we've seen normal ad click-through rates are way below 1%. We've seen click-through rates anywhere from 2% to even as high as 16% on story ads that are created using the Issue system, because it's compelling dynamic content from the pages of a high quality brochure, magazine, piece of marketing content that you made available. So again, what we are is this platform. If you need to get your content in front of an audience, we're the place to do it. We're the place to help you facilitate that whole process and do it in a way that saves a tremendous amount of time and money.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this day and age, the ability to save time and money, hugely important.
I was just thinking that, like, you know, like if I could summarize everything, it's just like repurposing on steroids. So, you know, like obviously we don't like to create, even with this podcast, we repurpose it multiple times over multiple channels because it's hard to create content and then just put it in one place and then that's it. So, you know, like what I'm hearing is that, you know, you can create it once, but then what you're doing is facilitating sharing it in different ways so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel every single time.
Exactly.
Well, Joe, it has been fantastic to chat to you today, and thanks for sharing a bit of your knowledge on content marketing and what Ishu is up to. And I think it's a great idea to add to, you know, like to any sales or property management business. If there was one thing that you would like people to remember from this, what would it be?
Care. Really put care into what you're doing. Care about the people whose properties you're selling. Care about the people who are buying the properties. Care about the way in which you're presenting that information. And care about the time that it takes your customers to read and get informed. So how can you make sure that you're caring across the board for everybody that you're interacting with from your business perspective? Do that more now than ever before. There's a level of humanity, I think, that has been opened up around the world through what's been happening with COVID-19 that I hope everybody keeps engaging with. From a business perspective, I think the big piece is it's a mobile world. And creating, distributing, and engaging with content is all happening on a phone. And if you're doing anything that is not focused there, you're wasting your time.
And as the younger generation, particularly as they get older, they've all grown up on mobile. So mobile is absolutely where it's at.
Indeed.
Joe Herkin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Elevate from Elite Agent. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links, and shortcuts, visit eliteagentelevate.com.